Knowledge is power. In an emergency situation, when the lights go out, you're not going to have access to the internet. Let's face it, we've all become accustomed to Googling things that we don't know, and more recently, using AI to just give us the answer. What happens when that's not there? I've always encouraged people to amass a library of reference material. Nothing is as reliable as a written word. But of course, there's limits to how much information you can cram into a book. And if there wasn't an emergency that required you to leave your location, you ain't carrying hundreds of pounds of books on your back. So that's why we've made videos on the past on how you can use your smartphone as a digital library of sorts for reference material for emergency and disaster situations. But what if I told you there was another option? A way to get hundreds of thousands of articles and reference material in a very small package, which can be accessible to all, requires no satellite, no cell phone, no internet. Let's talk about the pros and cons of the Prepper Disc. So as I said before, we've done extensive videos on how you can use a variety of different apps and sensors and utilities on your smartphone in order to help you navigate emergency and disaster situations. Most phones have the ability to hold between 500 and 1 terabyte of information, and some still have the removable SD cards. So you could just theoretically have a stack of little mini SD cards. You can throw it in a little Faraday cage like this at home, or you can get some more portable Faraday cage versions like the Faraday bags that we sell at CanadianPreparedness.com, or did sell at CanadianPreparedness.com, and you're basically good to go. That's an EMP proof digital library of information that you can use post SHTF. People don't realize just how dependent they are on the internet nowadays. Most queries are answered by artificial intelligence, which is another layer on top of an already very vulnerable system. So what the Prepper Disc company has decided to do is basically take this idea and put it into a Wi-Fi hotspot so that it can be accessible to a community of people. So what you essentially have here is what's called a Raspberry Pi hotspot. So you can buy these things probably on Amazon for $100 or so, maybe less than that. You can see that there's an SD card insert. That's where all of the information is going to be contained. And this does require a power source, obviously. So for that, we have our portable power system, which is a Blue Yeti. Doesn't require a lot of power, so you could power this from a very small portable power bank if you wanted to. One that's, you know, roughly the size of a smartphone, although it's going to limit the amount of time that you can use it for. One thing I should check, I have a nifty idea here. All right, I'll be right back. Just keep them rolling. I want to show you guys something cool. So this is a Wi-Fi RF detector. It has no onboard power source, so it's powered strictly by Wi-Fi. If you put this thing near like a microwave or anything, it will take that electricity that is in the air and use it to power that little LED light there. Can you see that? Isn't that crazy? That's the millimeter waves that are coursing through our veins at any given moment. I would not recommend strapping this to your head cyberpunk style. There ain't no oncologists in SHTF, okay? That's how you know it's working. So it's sending out Wi-Fi. I don't know. So you may be asking, how are they able to sell other people's data to you? First off, it's all public domain, open source data and material that they use through Kiwix or Wikipedia or government websites. And technically, they claim to be selling you the hardware and not the actual data that is publicly available. I've had a lot of people approach me about marketing something like this. And I've always thought, well, yeah, but how are you going to be selling other people's PDFs and books and stuff like that? That's just a lawsuit waiting to happen. But I guess they've found a workaround. Now, this allows you to have multiple people using the same Wi-Fi hotspot with that information at any given time. Ideally, you would just take this memory card out, stick it in your phone. You have the same access to the same amount of information, plus you have all your apps and stuff like that that you can use. So why wouldn't you just do that? Well, I guess the thinking is This allows for a bit of a hub that a community can access. Where I see something like this coming in handy is in post-disaster environments where you might have people who are traveling. They could access the information on this card by jacking into it through their phone or whatever, laptop, PC. But, you know, for personal use, it's not the most efficient thing because I have to power this through a battery bank. If I was trying to conserve electricity, I would simply take the card out and plug it into my phone, and then I wouldn't have to power up this Wi-Fi hotspot. It leverages similar technology as mesh networking, and mesh networking is kind of the future, I would say, of off-grid internet. So let's just say every one of your neighbors has a mesh networking transceiver. You could then, just using these portable Wi-Fi hotspots that are acting as nodes on this network, you could relay a message as far as the network extends. So if everybody in town has one, you could create your own town-based internet that will function as an SMS messaging platform of sorts. That's where something like this would be interesting, because if you had this on a mesh network, then anybody on that mesh network could theoretically access it. There's USB ports. There is a AC adapter as well. There is a Ethernet port so you can jack this directly into a PC. And I'm not sure if that's power over Ethernet or not. You might still need a power source. So again, there's a bit of redundancy here, right? Because it's all about the information on this card. I'm not going to knock the idea. Very easy to set up. Okay, I know you're probably thinking, if you're a boomer, man, that seems very complicated. Honestly, you plug the thing in, the instructions are on the box. You don't have to download any app, you don't have to download any software. This is going to come up as a Wi-Fi hotspot option. You simply click on that and you pull up your browser, and I believe you enter 10.10.10.10, and then that's going to take you to this page right here. So this is the desktop version. You can also get this on your phone or laptop or whatever device you decide to use. Right at the top, they have ready.gov, which is something I'll probably never use because the government's information is usually really surface level boilerplate stuff. I guess there's some reliable information on there, probably like how to purify water. But if you really want to get deep into preparedness how-to, you're going to have to dig a little bit deeper here, okay? So this is Kiwix, basically. This is the app that anybody can download on their phone. Anything you can imagine that's on Wikipedia, you can have access to it. We also have world maps and satellite photos. The maps aren't very high resolution. I would encourage you to use a app like Backcountry Navigator or Offline Maps and download the actual full detail high resolution maps of your region. So medical encyclopedia with videos, that could be very useful. There's plenty of YouTube channels like Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, that I'd strongly recommend. They go over and they show you, and we've done a lot of videos with them as well. You can download those videos and add them to your SD card. Let's just see skin diseases. It's using Wikipedia information. I guess it would tell you if something is life-threatening or not. So, you know, this could be potentially useful. It doesn't hurt to have it. Contrary to popular belief, in the apocalypse, most people aren't going to die by the hands of marauders. In fact, you're probably going to die from disease. This is why you need antibiotics. The problem is, getting them requires a prescription. Well, today's sponsor is Jace Medical. They've created a revolutionary service that allows you to get prescription medications like antibiotics with relative ease, hassle-free. This will be worth more than gold in an emergency for somebody who needs them. So do yourself a favor and take your prepping to the next level while you still can. Check out the link in the description below. And now, back to the video. WikiHow, so this is good right here. WikiHow can actually be quite useful because it can show you how to fix certain things in your car, you know, how to build certain things that you might need. And they usually have these really easy to interact with graphics. So that's a good resource. So some of this stuff could even be useful for homeschooling. If there was a lights out situation and you still wanted to educate your children about something, this is going to be a very useful resource. It's incredible that all this fits on a tiny little disc, you know? The next evolution of this is going to be to have your own LLM on your phone, your own AI assistant that can function independently of the grid. Right now, I can just point my camera at something, ask ChatGPT, what's this and how do I fix it? And it's getting better at diagnosing and giving you a step-by-step explainer in real time as to how to fix something. Unfortunately, that requires it to send its signal to the big data center and send the signal back. Well, what if there is no internet? Well, that's where offline LLMs are starting to come into play. So an offline LLM that was trained on emergency and preparedness material could scour all this information for you and just give you a response. The problem is that LLMs are not entirely perfect and sometimes they hallucinate, and that's the last thing you want when you're doing an emergency post-apocalypse surgery on somebody. Prepper Disc premium content. So this looks like exclusive content. So how to survive, how to communicate in emergency. So you can see like a lot of stuff here, motor vehicle maintenance and repair. That's going to be absolutely essential. Woodworking, TED Talks on farming, which are probably going to be broad and not necessarily very helpful for people, but maybe a bit of entertainment value there. Remember, all of this stuff is open source public domain. So there's nothing stopping a person from getting their own memory card and just downloading this stuff onto the memory card. What you're paying for here is this software that they're using, which honestly, an LLM could write you this code in like 5 minutes nowadays. I guess the question is, do you want to do the work? Or do you just want to drop the $200 on this and instantly have access to all this stuff? That might be convenient for a lot of people, if I'm being honest. Prepper Disc Survival Tools. What's this? They got a Morse code translator. That's very useful. Again, all this stuff you can get better app versions of, but let's just see how this works. So if I wanted to say SOS, I need help, transmit. So that's kind of neat, I guess. Let's see. Subscribe to Canadian Prepper. Could you imagine hearing that over the airwaves? Somebody thinks they're getting like this message. Yes, there's life out there. And it's please subscribe to Canadian Prepper. Would that be a disappointment? Maybe for some people. You can connect this directly to this if you wanted. Then you could go in and manipulate the files in here. So if you wanted to drop a new file, I'm not sure how that would come up in this interface. I presume that it would come up under here somewhere and you'd have to individually, because this is set up for the different apps and stuff that they have. So this is what it would look like if there was a disaster and maybe there was like a relief station and you logged on to the hotspot from your phone. So basically exactly like it looks on the desktop, everything very accessible, very fast and responsive. So I can go on Wikipedia, I can search up anything on Wikipedia. Let's just look up this world maps. These highlighted areas, I presume, are going to be more detailed areas. You could probably add on to this. So if you, you know, lived in the middle of butt crack nowhere, you could probably download additional data about that specific region. And of course, we have the Nuclear War Survival Skills booklet. You can download for free or you can buy a version. This book alone is a wealth of information and it's very well written. So that's basically it overall. I mean, there really isn't much to it. Is it worth a couple $100? I would say if you wanted a universal hub for everybody to access, not just yourself, and you wanted it accessible to your kids or family members or other people who might be near you when the shit hit the fan, then this makes for a nice universally accessible interface that everybody can follow. It's not sifting through a bunch of folders. It's presented in a nice way. I can think of dozens of more apps that could be included to this. Again, I'm not affiliated with the owner of the company. If you want one, just search Prepper Disc. It's got some pretty good reviews. A lot of people seem to like it. I'm not going to knock it. I think it's kind of the Meta glasses, you know, the first Meta glasses that came out. There really isn't much point to it because everything you could do on them, you could just do on your phone. The only real advantage to this is that it's a hotspot. But if you're not interested in dropping a few $100, I would recommend going and checking out videos that I've made. One that talks about building a prepping library of books and one which talks about different smartphone applications that you can use, most of which are free. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe if you enjoy this video. Canadian Prepper out.
The best way to support this channel is to support yourself by gearing up at CanadianPreparedness.com, where you'll find high-quality survival gear at the best prices, no junk, and no gimmicks. Use discount code PREPPINGGEAR for 10% off. Don't forget, the strong survive, but the prepared thrive. Stay safe.